I cannot wait for the cabin crew to come in here and do their
that
thing.
That song is burned into my brain. I doubt it.
I was asked, would you want to work Saturday, Casey? I doubt it. It just lives in your head.
You can stop what we do. I doubt it.
Absolutely in love with them. They're amazing. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think this might be, I don't know what, I'll hold the stat for when they come in. I think this might be one of the biggest viewed songs ever to come out of Cork. They're on the show very, very soon. Looking forward to that one as well. Plus, we're going to do 100 grand for you. Today's the last, well, for now, it's the last chance for you to get involved in the 100k cash machine. We're going to do that for you next Friday morning at Cork's Red FM.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
This has just gone all over the world. I mean, it's like every newspaper in the globe is talking about these kids from Cork, and it's incredible.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen the likes of this. Like, the email, the phone is hopping all around the world. Australia, America, UK.
You name it.
It's bonkers.
That's why it's so special for us to have you in here today. It really is. Thank you so much. Do you want to do a song for us?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're ready to go. Woo! Cabin crew, let's go.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to face the music. The world's greatest rap group, Cabin.
Good Times, Red FM. It's Ciara in the pod at Mahon Point, where the farmer's market is going on this afternoon. And it's Ciara, get me to the gig. We need to get ourselves a winner for those Neo tickets. He's playing live at the Marquee this June. Let's see if they can do it. I'm going to go at line number 3.
Ciara, get me to the gig!
Anita, guess what?
Yes?
Let's go.
I'll take you there.
I'm going to get you to the gig. You are going to Neo live at the Marquee on Wednesday the 12th.
Thank you so much, Ciara. Yes, you made my day.
Are you just a little bit excited, Anita?
Me and my son are just a little bit excited, as you can tell. Just a little bit.
I am delighted for you. That's the kind of
Thanks
vibe we're
so
at.
Much. We're so excited.
Brilliant. What is your son's name?
My son's name is Jack, and he's 9.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Delighted for mommy. Have
and
you been enjoying the sun?
We love listening to Red FM.
Oh, great.
Oh, brilliant. We're just on our way to foot golf there and out down by Kingsale because it's lovely.
Oh, I'm mad to try that. That's supposed to be great crack.
Well, it's our first time going out, so hopefully it's good.
Do you know what you do now when you're back in the car later on? You send me a voice note and let me know how you get on.
Oh, 100%. Of course we will. We love sending the WhatsApp voice notes to Red FM.
Ah, oh, your stars. Listen, before I let you go, because there's two of you there, give me one big, huge last, Ciara, get me to the gig.
1, 2, 3. Ciara, get me to the gig!
Anita and Jack, I absolutely love you. Well done. Enjoy foot golf.
Thanks, Ciara. Thanks so much.
FM's Home Run with Colm. Join me, Colm O'Sullivan, weekdays from 4 p.m. on The Home Run. We've got the biggest cash prizes on Irish radio as we reveal a new amount on the cash machine every single evening. All the latest traffic updates and the best music in Cork to get you home. Red FM's Home Run
with Tesco Club Card, rounding down their club card prices so you can save even more.
Red FM. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Locals in Rathcormac are furious and heartbroken after the village flooded today for the second time in a week. The main street is currently closed to traffic and locals are turning motorists away. Several premises on Main Street and the nearby Sunnyside Estate and Quarter Lane are flooded this afternoon. Claire O'Flynn, who lives in Rathcormac, told Red FM News that Cork County Council have not done enough to stop homes in the village being flooded.
It's my second time in 10 years that I'm standing watching water going into my house. We bought flood barriers. The council are doing nothing about the floods down here. Their idea is to raise the road. Raise the road. Where's the water going to go? That poor man is just after moving in here and he's after getting destroyed. I put new furniture in. They had to grab the whole lot and get it up my stairs this morning. It's not good enough. It's not good enough.
Cars are underwater in the Riverside Way car park in Middleton and the town's main street is flooded. The R600 from Belgooley to Riverstick is closed due to flooding. Fire crews are dealing with flooding in Kinsale at Farm Lane near Bandon Co-op and the Ballyhooly Road in Ballyvillan is also impassable. The N25 at Killa is impassable. Heavy flooding has been reported in Mogilly, Carrigtool and between Cloyne and Ladies Bridge and in Whitegate.
That is NSYNC, Better Place. It is Cork's Red FM. It is Kira here. Lots of your WhatsApps, videos, pictures coming into us this afternoon. We really appreciate them. We'll get them out to everybody at home this afternoon, at work and on the roads. Here's Jammer.
Hi, Kira. Jammer here. There's a flood in Belgooley near Kinsale, which cannot be passed. We definitely recommend taking a different direction if you're going from the airport to Kinsale.
Nice one for that, Jammer. Mark's in Middleton, where they are experiencing severe flooding.
Yeah, it's actually unbelievable. There's cows floating, there's tractors stuck, there's no emergency services on scene. It's impossible for them to get through. Last I heard, they're waiting on boats.
And we have been sent in pictures of boats in Middleton this afternoon helping people. I know there's a preschool on the Mill Road as well. Just very distressing scenes out there. Do stay safe. Mind yourself. Stay at home if you can. And here's Robert.
Just passing Sober Lane. River is very high. Plus, next to Sober Lane, most of the road has been washed away. It's all potholes, so be careful if you're driving in that road.
A lot of flooding in the city this afternoon. Now let's see if we can brighten up your day just a little.
So text red to 57557.
Cork, there is no better place.
It's time to talk.
The only way to get anything done in Cork is to go onto the internet.
Fair play.
Talk to Neil Prendeville.
That's a Cork threat at this stage, I think.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
I just love Cork people.
Conversation that matters.
Morning all, the Neil Prendeville Show with Mercedes-Benz Cork. And talk about things motoring or motor cars moving around. Of course, yesterday we had the official opening of the Dunkettle Interchange. And there's many photographs making the papers today as a front page of making the Echo. Oh, I mean, it's just an amazing feat of engineering in itself. And at a cost of 215 million euro, it will certainly alleviate an awful lot of headaches and an awful lot of congestion.
You think that you're present and you're not. You know, you think that you're present and I wasn't. It was good days and bad days. You probably would have known it's the worst days and I probably thought I was okay. That's how cunning the whole addiction is. You know what I mean? The lies come with it. The manipulation comes with it. And I just, the tablets weren't hitting the same. You know, they just weren't hitting the same. I was messing up, hands up, messing up over and over. And like, Neil, I was my dream to always work again with you and I'm sorry, getting upset. But I suppose it was leaving myself down, getting opportunity, and that kills me. It's the letting people down and hurting people. I know.
You never let me down in your life.
I know, but
you never did.
As I said, the only thing I would change is hurting people or letting people down. That's it for me. I'm like, I've forgiven myself, but it's do you know what it is? It's like in AA, you're making amends. And it's like, when I'm talking about it, now I'm speaking to you, and it's like making amends in a way.
You don't have to do that.
I know.
Please, no, don't think you do. Because you're one of the most talented people I ever worked with. Ever. Bar none. And clearly, you've re-grasped that talent and you're flying again. And so we're here and we're working and you're trying to hold it down and you're back on the booze and you're way too much Xanax and you're doing public events and things like that. So, and believe me, there were some days it was somewhat noticeable, the spark wasn't there or whatever. And okay, so we were clearly concerned about that, but we soldiered on.
Justin Timberlake, Mirrors, it's Cullum with you. We are live for St. Patrick's Day from Golden Discs on Patrick Street. Harry Styles on the way. Here's Body Groove. It's Architects.
Bring it on.
Red FM Breakfast with KC, Joel Curry and MK. Drinking, good morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Switching on Christmas.
It's Friday morning. Rory's over there.
Hello.
And the ladies are over there.
Yay!
We've got a full house. We have tinsel scarves. We have Santa hats. We have Rory as elf. You look fantastic,
thanks,
by the
buddy.
Way. No, thanks, buddy. Literally, you are buddy.
Buddy,
how's everybody doing? Are we all excited?
Excited.
I know, this is great. So you know the crack, we weren't able to have a switch on in the middle of the city, so we decided we're going to get a school to do it. Officially, we're going to get a school of little people, hundreds and hundreds of entries right across Cork. Thank you to each and every school and to all the little people tonight. Have a great Late Late Toy Show. Yeah. Tonight's your big night. But one school got picked out of Santa's sack, and that was Skull Ursula.
Yeah.
And let's cross over live, hopefully, on standby. Let's see if we can... Oh, I hear little voices.
Yes.
Can anybody hear us? Kira?
Good morning, Vic and Casey. You're very welcome to Skull Ursula.
Yes.
Hello, boys and girls. Is everybody excited for Santa coming to town? You have got a very special job today. Do you know how important it is? Oh, let me tell you, right? So, unfortunately, there has been no light switch on in the city centre, but we are going to switch on Christmas for Cork on Red FM Breakfast with KC, and ye have been chosen to do that job. Are you ready to do the biggest job in the Rebel County this Friday morning? Okay, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Christmas!
It's Christmas!
That was the greatest countdown I've ever heard in my life. Well done, everybody. Oh, thank you, Skull Ursula. Thank you, kids. Thank you, Kira.
Christmas has officially landed.
Oh, they've got their own little party going on.
Yeah, they have.
Well done, gang.
Well done, gang.
There's little tears there, Rory. Yes, little tears.
He's crying. Is he emotional?
Totes emotion. All right. I hope you switched on your Christmas tree widows this morning on Red FM. If you did, get your videos.
Amazing videos coming in.
We want to see your videos. Get them into us. 0868104106. We'll put a little montage together. We couldn't do it in Cork City Centre, so we're doing it on Cork's Red FM. To everybody, happy Christmas. It officially begins right now on Cork's Red FM. Hey, everybody. It's Christmas!
Yay!
Breakfast with KC. Switching on Christmas.
Hello, Ms. O'Connell.
Hello, Kira.
How are you, Ms. O'Connell?
We are very good. I have an exciting bunch here with me.
So you are the teacher of first class in St. Patrick's Girls National School.
I am indeed.
And how many girls have you in your class?
We have 31 girls in our class.
Can you get them all to give me a big hello, Kira?
Girls, can you say hello, Kira?
Hello, Kira!
Would the girls like to go to Cork Opera House to see Jack and the Beanstalk? Girls, how much would you like to go to Panto?
We love to go to Panto!
Are you ready for some fee-fi-fo fun? Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, well, in that case, girls, you are going to Cork Opera House to see Jack and the Beanstalk. You're going to be having all of the fun with Jack, Jill and Nanny Nelly.
Happy Christmas,
girls. Oh, I am delighted for you.
I'd like to say something to you, Kira.
Oh, yes, please.
Thank you so much, Red FM. You made our dreams come true.
Oh,
you made our Christmas dream come true. Thank you so much, Red FM.
Thank you, Red FM. Happy Christmas. Hope you have a lovely Christmas.
Happy Christmas, girls. You have spread loads of cheer. You've filled my heart. Congratulations. Well done. And you know what else I have for you? A brand new sparkly pair of Skechers for everybody in the class. Bye-bye, St. Patrick's Girls National School.
Bye, Rebecca!
Kira Revan.
7 and the best of luck.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Well, hello and happy Monday. It's Stephanie Rainey with you until 10. Loads coming up on the show. Let's get started with some tunes. Got some Calvin Harris, Nelly Goulden to kick us off.
Cork's Good Times, playing today's hits.
Red FM. Red FM.
When you hold me.
Let's try a lady who's very, very excited to be coming on the radio. Candice, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, good, how are you?
I'm very good, Candice. How are you this evening?
Oh, Red, I'm so much better after hearing your voice.
Oh my God, I wish I got that reaction every time. I like, this is amazing. You see, you're making me happy now as well.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say. I have black flutters.
What is your plan for the weekend, Candice?
Oh my word. So I'm moving. So I'm going to do a lot of heavy lifting and a lot of bossing my husband around.
Okay, that sounds good. You boss him around a lot, do you?
I do. It's what does women have to do? We have to keep men in line.
I love it. And I love your accent as well. Where's the accent from?
Oh, I'm from South Africa.
I was going to guess South Africa.
Were you? No, okay. You lie. You were going to say New Zealand or Australia.
No, I wasn't. I know some South African people. I have some South African friends, so I was going to guess South Africa, but I didn't want to be wrong, and I didn't want to insult you by saying New Zealand or Australia.
Brilliant. Well done. I don't usually get South Africa. I've had America, but I've never had South Africa before.
Great. All right, Candice, let's do this. We've got a family pass up for grabs for Emerald Park. We have 3 balloons. We're going to pop. You are caller number 1. So if it's not in the balloon you choose to pop, we move on. We say goodbye to you. If it is in the balloon, you win the family pass. Sound okay?
Sounds great.
So what I've got is balloon 1, balloon 2, and balloon 3.
Balloon 2, please.
Balloon 2 is popped, and that has the family pass in there, Candice. Well done.
Yay!
Unbelievable. Who are you going to bring?
I will let my husband tag along so he can watch the 2 kids while I go on all the rides.
Great. So you'll boss the husband around, he'll look after the kids, and you go on all the rides. Sounds like a plan.
There we go. Perfect, isn't it?
Candice, listen, enjoy Emerald Park. Well done, and have a great weekend, all right?
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
I love her. I love Candice. She's brilliant. Delighted she won. She's great crack. We're live at BYD Cork in Little Island. Here's Nathan Zaw. 21 Reasons, Red FM.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
I'm currently a patient on the sewage.
Okay.
I had a stroke last Saturday.
Right.
Leon Martin is a Cork minister. The government has evicted the people around the dome, the people of Cork.
Yeah.
And let me down. When I need care now, there's nobody there for me. I'd rather die now the way I am.
The Neil Prendeville Show.
With Mercedes-Benz Cork. Discover the luxurious all-electric EQE at Mercedes-Benz Cork today.
Weekdays from 9 a.m.
on Red FM.
But the International Protection Order applications are up 186% since 2019. 61% of those coming into the country have no documentation. And they're an immediate cost to the state. They're coming from countries that would be regarded as quite safe. And people are very, very worried or angry or annoyed that kind of money is being spent. when it could have been spent helping Irish people if you had the will to do it before the war in the Ukraine.
Well, what would you do?
What would I do?
No, so I'm just, yeah.
I would close the borders.
That's shocking.
Why?
Have you any humanity?
I mean, no, it's not about, it's not about that. It's about people saying at this stage that we cannot do any more.
Neil, I was at an event last night in Dublin, celebrating Ireland and Canada's relationship. And after the famine in 1847, 1849, about 40,000 people arrived in Toronto. And they had a population of 20,000. They took a starving Irish in on that occasion. Now, the way to deal with migration, and what you've, it's not an open border policy. You can do all you like. We've seen in Britain.
But international protection orders is an open border if they come in without documentation.
That's all kind of simplistic stuff. We had that in Britain with conservative parties saying we'll do this and we'll do that. They couldn't stop any migration. You know why? People will do anything to leave somebody's countries because of war, because of conflict. Now, let's take Ukraine. Let's take Ukraine. People were bombed. Their houses were bombed. Energy was bombed. It's the first war on European mainland since World War II.
Where did you find the money for it, though?
Now, the point is, what I'm trying to say to you is, we have to have some degree of humanity.
No, Leo Varadkar has said that we should pretty much stop and send money instead.
But sorry, I think in the immediate aftermath of that war, people had to leave certain localities because of the brutality of the war.
Yeah, I
went to Bucha, I went to Irpin, I saw photographs of men with their hands tied behind their back, bullets in their heads, and murdered. And people fled war, because Putin does this. He weaponizes migration, and he wants to create a migrationary pressure in Europe so that we all fold.
I understand.
And we allow
all
him
that.
Take but over Ukraine.
Do you not acknowledge that there is a waning popularity in other countries besides us? It's the same in the UK, Germany, France, Poland, even America.
I do. Of course it's not. I mean, people don't like the pressures it has. Although I think the Irish people, there's another side to the story. A lot of Irish people out there have welcomed Ukrainians in.
I have a brand new game for you to play, and I need someone to ring up straight away. 0818 104 106. I want to buy you a Chinese takeout tonight. All right? It's Friday night. It's the bank holiday weekend. I want to sort you out. I'm going to buy you and the family a Chinese takeaway.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Because we got a brand new game, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go for it. It's brand new.
Chicken Ball Bingo.
What's it called again, everybody?
Chicken Ball Bingo.
Chicken Ball Bingo.
It's called...
It's time for Chicken Ball Bingo.
Okay, Chicken Ball Bingo. Somebody ring me up right now. Good morning, Red FM. Who's this?
Hi.
Who's this?
How are you? This is Mary.
Hiya, Mary.
Yeah.
Everybody say hello to Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Mary.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. More importantly, what part of the world are you in?
I'm driving to work.
You're driving to work.
How are you like?
Okay.
From Cove.
What's your favourite Chinese takeout? What's your favourite food to get as a takeaway?
Beef and black bean sauce.
Beef and black bean sauce. Oh, good call. What's yours?
Yeah.
What's yours, Rory?
Same kind of chicken curry.
So I'm the same as the old school chicken curry, fried rice, bring it on. And the prawn crackers as well.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Chicken ball bingo.
You have
okay, chicken ball bingo. I'm going to ring a Chinese. I'm going to ask them, what number is the chicken ball? If you guess correctly, you've got Chinese for the whole family. The number on this particular menu is between 150 and 180. Okay? Give me a number for chicken ball bingo.
157.
She's going for 157.
Okay.
Could I ask you a favor, please?
Yeah.
On your menu, can you tell me what number is the chicken balls?
167.
Oh!
So close!
Oh my God!
Oh.
Brutal!
Oh, Mary.
Mary,
it was
a first attempt at it. You were 10 out.
Yeah.
10 out.
I'm so sorry. You're buying your own Chinese tonight, Mary. You're buying your own Chinese. Have a lovely weekend. I'm very sorry. Bye. Love you. Bye. This is going to go on, I think, probably for about 9 years.
The best Cork sporting action at the weekend.
Goal to win the title. It's as simple as that.
Can you believe this?
Have you ever seen a try like that?
The Big Red Bench. On Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Welcome along to the Big Red Bench on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Hopefully you didn't get swept away too much today. Huge thanks to Sinead Quillen for playing some serious bangers there. But it's Dan Casey here with you for the next hour or so, bringing you up to speed on the day.
No matter where I went with him, it was all about Teddy. Teddy this, Teddy the double, and, you know, and but the kind of the one thing that maybe stands out with me, he didn't realise what he had probably achieved himself, and it never got to his head. I mean, to do two All-Ireland medals in the same year, he didn't really kind of realise the greatness what people were seeing from the other side, and I think that's the greatest tribute that we can pay to him.
Certainly is. Tomás, appreciate you talking to us at a very emotional time. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rory. Thank you.
John Gibbons and Lyra, Edge of 17, taking me right back to our Red FM big night out on Wednesday in Cypress Avenue, with Lyra celebrating the release of her debut album. She is phenomenal. What's going to happen today?
Here is Celeb Juice.
With Cinderella's Closet Cork, Munster's leading wedding, debs and communion dress boutique.
We need to find out. This is an extra special Celeb Juice. I have been telling you, Lyra is battling it out against this lady for the number one spot in the Irish album charts.
This ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no holding.
No. There's only one queen here.
So did Cork's very own Queen Lyra knock Beyonce off the top of the Irish album charts?
No, I do not know the results, so I will let you know once I know.
Well, we do know now. So Lyra, tell the whole of Cork, who is number one?
Me! Oh my God, it's me! Oh,
your debut album has knocked Beyonce off the top of the charts. See you later, Beyonce.
There's another queen in town. Oh. Oh, I can't believe it. I actually can. Late night
talking. Sinead, Harry Styles. A Bheag Cinema Slain, Fehe Fehe 3. Neil Ain Cluaguin. Con Yolkerm Enormous Intoch Moor a Kura Shul a slain Fehe Fehe Car Nil Shafal to have both on Dolif Kmeg She Banakul no Dinna a Wan Bader Banakul Imlina Tishkarev Harry Styles in a Ainer Imlina Chikata Kamis Fana. Anywho, it's Misha Katie James. I'm going to still live in it because the 10 o'clock air modern air Thushi Red FM. A kind of piece of Goiga.
Why can't we be friends? Ariana Grande on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. What does it feel like to be a cash machine winner? The Red FM cash machine is 100 grand today. This is what it feels like.
Yep.
Another 50 grand winner from out the road. Naomi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Oh my God.
50,189.06.
You'll never forget that number, will you?
No, I never will.
This money, I would imagine you're going to have some fun with it. What are the plans? What are we doing with the 50k?
Well, me and my partner are currently saving for a mortgage, so it would definitely go towards that.
Oh, fantastic. So this is the deposit on a house for you?
Oh, for sure, yeah. And with the new baby and stuff on the way, it's life-changing. It means so much to us.
Do you want us to do it again? You won
yes,
the
please.
Money! Can you read this out to me, please? What's on that, Rose? What's on it?
It's 50,968 euros and 31 cents.
Exactly!